Due to their nomadic lifestyle, the Hemu villages in the past lacked stability. Previously, each Hemu village consisted of only a few dozen houses. Every 3 to 4 years, they relocated to different areas. Some villages remained relatively fixed for 8 to 10 years, but they still practiced nomadic lifestyle. Consequently, Hemu villages in the past rarely cultivated perennial fruit trees like jackfruit or pomelo. Each time they moved from one place to another, the village would be given a new name. Typically, in new living locations, the naming process for villages was predominantly influenced by the Thai language. The number of village names based on natural features was quite significant, while names derived from individuals or family lineages were less common. Within the villages, houses were arranged in a clustered manner. Beyond the residential areas, the villages also comprised cultivated lands, forests, mountainous terrain, rivers, streams, livestock yards, burial grounds, and pathways leading to the villages. All members living within the villages are permitted to exploit and utilize natural resources for their livelihoods. However, upon moving elsewhere, those rights cease to exist. Each settlement has demarcated boundaries, often marked by natural elements like stream gullies, trails, mountain peaks, or ancient trees. Nevertheless, these demarcations formed above are only approximate. Individuals from one village may cultivate fields in others without facing penalties.